This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We're always pleased to welcome into the Joy Studios one of Australia's most respected not-for-profit organisation. I could only be speaking about one, and of course it's the RSPCA. And we're delighted to welcome Victoria CEO, Dr. Liz Walker. Liz.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Excellent. Look, I was having a little bit of a research going through, and look, I was shocked but very happy to know that the RSPCA has been caring and protecting animals in Victoria for over 142 years now.
Is that right?
It is. We actually turn 150 in 2021.
I just was so excited to see that. But, you know, what a great achievement. But I was also very saddened to know that this is done mostly on the kind generosity of donations from everyday Victorians.
That is true. Just to keep the lights on, we rely on over 60% of our budget to come from donations.
Wow.
That is crazy. But Dr. Liz, look, tell us about what are the wonderful things the RSPCA do?
So we do lots of things for animals. It's all about, you know, ending cruelty, but also helping people care for their animals. Because I think, you know, the vast majority of people love their animals. They make such a difference in our lives. And some people just need a bit of a nudge, you know. So we've got, at one end, we've got the inspectorate and those guys, 27 inspectors, they go out and address cruelty reports that we get, over 11,000 every year. About 30,000 animals are affected from that. Those guys drive 1.4 million kilometres a year.
Wow, so they're doing the whole of Victoria.
The whole of
well.
Victoria. Yeah. So that inspectorate function is really important, but a huge amount of that is actually just explaining to people how to care for their animals better. And the vast majority of people go, oh, righto, and they get with the program. Then we also run 6 shelters across the country and care for over 20,000 animals that come into us through whether they're lost or stray, surrendered or come in through the inspectorate. We run veterinary clinics in Burwood and Pearsdale, and we have one out at our Epping shelter. And then we do a huge amount of work in prevention and education. So talking to school students, talking to students going through TAFE, and working with the community to actually help them understand how to care for their animals better. Like down around the Portland area, we're doing a huge amount of work down there called Think Cats, helping people to look after their cats better. And then we talk to government a lot and industry and say, these are the laws and standards that need to change.
What's a conversation like that with the government? How does that go down?
Look, you know, it depends on the topic, but, you know, the current government is very well inclined towards animal welfare. So there's some really, in the last term of government, big changes in puppy factory legislation, which was
Oscar's law, yay.
Yeah, it was really hard work. And the government and the bureaucrats worked really, really hard, did a great job on that. And now we have the pet exchange register. So anyone who wants to sell a dog or cat has to have a source code. So we can trace people. That is enormous. And next on the agenda is around redoing the actual Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, which sounds a bit boring, but is so important because that's what our officers in force, and that's 30 years old. There's some work to be done, so we want to make sure we can get some things in there.
Brilliant. And the Give to Get Them Home fundraiser, tell me about it.
Well, this is a really big day for us. It's on the eve of World Animal Day next Thursday, October the 3rd. World Animal Day celebrates the importance of animals in our lives and encourages us to do better. We're going to have a big fundraising day. And on that day, anyone who makes a donation to our Give to Get Them Home campaign, their donation will be quadrupled.
Wow, so if I give you $5...
It'll turn into 20.
That'll turn into 20.
Exactly. So we've got some amazing individuals and also corporates who are actually giving us money, saying if you get a dollar, we're going to give you 3 more. So you give us a dollar, we get 4. You give us 20, we get 80. $250, we get 1,000.
How good is that?
It's enormous. Last year we did it for the very first time. We raised over $600,000 in 24 hours.
And where does that money go to?
It's all to help our work with the animals, those 20,000 animals that come through our shelters, helping our inspectors get out there to do all those 11,000 to 12,000 cruelty reports, help all those animals.
Great. I mean, it's fantastic, Dr. Liz. So next Thursday, the 3rd of October, what a great way to raise some money.
Exactly.
And sometimes we always feel a bit like, oh, $5. $10 isn't really going to make a difference, but this day it is going to make a
big
difference.
So if ever you are inclined to give us a donation, next Thursday is the day. We're actually doing it across the RSPCAs around the country. It's going to be a national event. It's going to be huge. So, we would love to hear from people.
So where do we donate?
So you can either, on the day, you can either give us a buzz on 03-9224-2538, and I'm sure we'll remind everyone next week on that.
Yes.
Or you can go to www.charity, which is charidy.com/RSPCA Vic, and it'll all be there, ready to go.
Well, we're going to put the website on here. It's www.rspcavic.org.
Yep.
But you know, I was having a look at your website. Definitely go there. There's some fantastic things on there. And something that really impressed me on there was that you've got actually a section about grieving the death of a pet, which sometimes you don't think, and I've seen a lot of that, and I think a lot of times a lot of people kind of go, oh, it's just a dog, but you don't, a lot of people don't realise that dog is part of your family. And,
It's really, it's really relevant. I'm so glad you raised it. We see, you know, people, they are part of your family, and people get really impacted by that, and some people will never get an animal again, some people get one the next day, and some people it takes longer, because grief is different for everyone.
Took me 1 year.
Yep.
And I swore I could never own another dog.
And
but eventually you see another little lost puppy.
Need to acknowledge it and work with people who are really sympathetic to you, because I think it's not just a dog, it's a member of your family, and that animal loved you unconditionally even when you were at your worst.
Yep.
And for that, we never forget them.
No, so definitely look, go and check out the RSPC website. There's plenty of links on there to donate next week.
Yes.
So make sure you do. All donations are tax deductible.
They certainly are, and like I say, it's, you know, give us $10, it turns into $40. That quadrupling effect is immense. So
magic.
Next Thursday,
all our links will be on the socials for the RSPCA. Thank you so much for coming in, Dr.
My pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.